This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear tonight, a mild evening breeze making it pleasant. In Jerusalem, temperatures are dropping, setting the stage for a cool night. Meanwhile, Haifa is seeing a light drizzle, bringing some relief from the day's heat. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF has struck Beirut's Dahiya after Hezbollah fired rockets at northern Israel. Lebanese media says 2 people died and 11 are wounded. The strike was reportedly coordinated with the U.S. Prime Minister Netanyahu claims Hezbollah is in retreat. Also, Ynet notes that this is the first Beirut strike since Lebanon's ceasefire understandings. Israel notified Washington before targeting empty Hezbollah buildings in Dahiya. Also this hour, JNS reports that 110 Israelis in the Upper Galilee ran for bomb shelters earlier today after Hezbollah's attacks. Separately, Axios highlights the risk of an Iranian response following Israel's strikes on Beirut earlier today. Iran has already threatened retaliation. And finally, I-24 News says the IDF has opened a military police investigation into the killing of a Palestinian infant in Hebron just 25 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Al-Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, reports that the Israeli military has started investigating the killing of a 7-month-old infant in the occupied West Bank. Ynet Global, writing now, analyzes that the Beirut strike tests Israel's Hezbollah deterrence. They suggest Iran's threats could escalate the situation. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, notes Tehran's recent actions against Gulf states. He advises countries like Kuwait and the UAE to reassess their threat posture following today's Israeli strikes in Beirut. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike in Beirut. According to the Times of Israel, the attack targeted Hezbollah after they launched rockets into northern Israel. The strike reportedly involved coordination with the United States, indicating the complexity of the regional dynamics. This action underscores the ongoing tension between Israel and Hezbollah, with potential implications for broader regional stability. Meanwhile, the decision to strike Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut comes after a long period of ceasefire understandings. Ynet suggests that by notifying Washington, Israel aims to manage international diplomatic fallout. The move signals a shift in Israel's strategic approach towards Hezbollah. Turning to the situation in Hebron, I-24 News reports that the IDF's investigation into the Palestinian infant's death could affect Israel's international image. This development comes amid heightened scrutiny of military operations in occupied territories. The outcome of this investigation may influence future military conduct and diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, Kitek reports that Meta has removed 17,000 fake followers from Netanyahu's Instagram account. This follows an investigation into a sudden spike in followers, raising questions about artificial account activity. Separately, Globes announces that Israeli observability company CoreLogix has raised $200 million. The company, trusted by major clients like IBM and Tradeweb, processes massive amounts of production data daily. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a surge in demand for foreign currency in Israel. This follows the Bank of Israel's signal to cut rates, encouraging Israelis to buy foreign currency ahead of summer travel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.